Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Magnolia Public Schools Regular Audit Facilities Committee meeting. My name is Jennifer Letta. I'm the Executive Assistant and Board Secretary at Magnolia Public Schools. Before I begin, a couple of quick reminders. First, this meeting is being recorded. And second, if you're a member of the public and you would wish to give a comment during the public comment section of this meeting, you're more than welcome to state your name. If it is something that you feel uncomfortable in doing so, you do not have to state your name. However, as a reminder to our committee members and staff, please state your name before giving your comment or your question. And with that, we'll officially begin today's Audit Facilities Committee meeting. The day is Thursday, November 4th, 2021, and the time is 6:01 p.m. With that, Mr. Mohamedov, if you may please call the meeting to order.
Yes, I call the Audit and Facilities Committee meeting to order.
Thank you, Mr. Mohamedov. With that, I'll take roll call. Mr. Mohamedov?
Yeah.
Dr. Yapanov?
Yes.
Thank you to our committee members. We have quorum to continue tonight's meeting. Next, we'll move on to the approval of agenda. The motion is to approve the agenda as presented. Would a committee member like to move the motion?
I'll move, Mekhan.
Second.
Thank you. I'll now take roll call vote. Mr. Mohamedov? Mr. Mohamedov, for your vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Dr. Yapanov?
Yes.
Thank you to our committee members. The agenda has been approved as presented. Next, we'll move on to public comments. As a reminder, you're given 3 minutes to state your comments, 6 minutes if translation is needed. If you're a member of the public and you would wish to give a comment, you may unmute yourself now. Perfect. If there's no public comments, we'll move forward with the agenda next with the announcements from the CEO and superintendent and committee members. I'll turn this over to Mr. Rubalcaba.
Thank you, Jen. Good evening, board members, Magnolia family and community. Hopefully everyone is doing well this Thursday. I don't have any updates at this moment. Turning it over back to you, Jen.
Thank you. Is there any announcements from our committee members before proceeding?
Perfect. No, for me.
Thank you for that. If there are no comments, we'll move forward with the agenda next with the recommended action items, starting with 2A, committee approval of findings to conduct virtual meetings pursuant of AB 361, Government Code Section 549.5, and I apologize, they're supposed to be, it's 549.53, just a correction there. And with that, I'll turn it over to Mr. Rubalcaba.
Thank you, Jen. As our board is very aware of, the governor did afford us some flexibilities since the pandemic did start March 2020, and one of those flexibilities was for us to continue to have these teleconference meetings with the hopes of minimizing or mitigating the risk of in-person meetings. And that directive or statute did expire as of September, but because of the imminent risk of the Delta variant, a flexibility was afforded in a discussion with the governor in the Budget Act, which is AB 361. I'll turn it over to Jen to add more context before we ask for your approval.
Thank you, Mr. Rubalcaba. So as previously discussed in the Audit and Facilities Committee meeting on October 7th, during the approval of the initial findings pursuant of AB 361, what's written is that we would have to revisit it and make a motion by or before 30 days. As recommended by our legal counsel, that includes the committees as well as separate entities for them to make their own motions for this particular item, which is why we're here today, November 4th. So currently, local officials are still recommending measures to promote social distancing. And with COVID-19 still being in existence, that directly impacts the ability of the committee members to meet safely in person. So to ensure the safety of our committee members, as well as family, stakeholders, our staff, We are still looking to follow the provisions of AB 361 and the flexibilities afforded to us when conducting teleconference meetings. So as discussed last month and once again today, besides the teleconference flexibilities, we are still ensuring that all agendas are posted at the appropriate time. So regular board meetings, 72 hours, for special board meetings, 24 hours, et cetera. And as well as for the public comment period, for that to be a live period for any persons of the public, for them to make a public, or for them to make a comment during that time, and they don't need to fill out a public comment form for that. So as presented to you today, here is what our legal counsel drafted. So I'll open it up to any questions the public or a committee may have. I'll open up the floor to any questions from the public first. There are no questions from the public. I'll turn it over to the committee members if they have any questions. Perfect. If there's no questions, the motion is for the Audit and Facilities Committee to adopt the findings relating to the ability of the Magnolia Public Schools Audit Facilities Committee to conduct meetings due to teleconference during the state of emergency in reference to AB 361, Government Code Section 54953. Would a committee member like to move the motion?
I'll move, Mekan.
Thank you, Mr. Mohamedov. Thank you, Dr. Yapano. I'm going to take roll call vote. Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Dr. Yapano?
Yes.
Thank you to our committee members. The motion carries with a unanimous vote. And that concludes all of our items for tonight's meeting. At this time, I ask Mr. Mohamedov if you may please adjourn the meeting. The time is 6:08 p.m.
Yes, thank you, everyone. We would like to adjourn Audit and Facilities Committee meeting for today. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone. See you in a bit.